You are now listening to Sippin' and Trippin'. Please like, comment, and subscribe to whatever platform you listen to your podcast on. Sippin' and Trippin'. Let's get it.
Yo, 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 yo. It's your boy, Miguel. I'm probably going to die alone. Terribly. And this is my co-host.
It's your boy, D-White, a.k.a. Flight, man. You killed me with these intros, man. You going to die alone?
Probably.
You are lying, dog.
This is what I think about every night before I go to sleep. You are lying. I say my prayers, and then I go, and I'm like, well, this is it. This is my fate for the rest of my life.
I just want you to know you are alone.
For the next 80 years, I'm gonna sleep alone.
Shut up.
And we are back with another episode of Sippin' and Trippin'. Like I said, I'm your co-host, Miguel. Boy, you ugly.
Oh.
Terry.
Oh my gosh. And I'm D-White, a.k.a. Flight, a.k.a. Miguel, is just a habitual hoer. And yep. I'm tired of his BS.
First off, I didn't BS whatsoever.
You did, but what's good, bro? How you living? You good, man? You straight?
I'm living my best. I'm good. I'm straight.
We've been treating you right.
I'm here.
That's good.
That's what matters. I'm here. Right there. I'm mentally here. I'm good. I'm straight. How you doing?
Hey, man. Can't complain.
You see my... I brought this whole...
The whole thing from South Beach.
I just want to let y'all know that I just put this on literally for the podcast. So if you see me with this on tomorrow, mind your business. I got to get a full at least day's wear out of an outfit before I retire into the dirty clothes.
I feel it. I can feel it, man.
Yep.
I feel it. What we got on tap today? What we talking about?
I'm glad that you asked. I got something special for you today.
Hold on. Hold on. I don't like how you said that.
Whatever do you mean, Devin?
Nah, hell no, bro. What the hell you got in store? I'm nervous now, shit.
Well, I thought that this game today should be, since it's our 10th episode.
It's our 10th. Oh shit, that's a milestone.
That's what I'm saying.
10 episodes?
We got people in China watching us. We got people all over globally.
Yeah.
I was talking to somebody, and he was like, he was asking me what kind of subjects do we talk about on our podcast, and I told him that he looked me dead in my eyes and said, "Why the fuck do I care what you have to say?" And I was like, "Well, who are you?" That's what he said to me. Who are you? And he's actually a supporter of the stream, but he was just asking like, "What makes me want to watch you?" And I was like, some of these followers that are people that are listening. That are in China or across the nation, they don't know who we are. True. I thought that we should possibly start out by doing like a bio, like talking about us. That's it.
Okay. But see, I've known you for too long, and I know that's not it.
Oh no, you dead right.
So
we are going to play a game. So I'm going to pull out.
How the hell did I not see that?
You weren't listening. You was too busy. You was too busy angry about your Sonic. That came in.
I ain't even going. We're not gonna go there.
We're not gonna go there. So part of our game, we got milk. Milk. I know you can't drink milk. This is just in case you decide to. Cause this game is just for you. We got crackers.
Oh, what you mean? That's for me.
We got crackers. What else we got back here? Oh. We got tortilla chips. These is top shelf tortilla chips. And this is probably the least important thing we got today. We got the hot sauce. Chips. All for you, my fella. I'm going to just be a judge.
Nah, hell nah. You going to do this shit. You going to do this shit too.
That wasn't part of the plan.
Nah, hell nah. Hell nah. I'm about to be sweating and shitting.
Yep, you are gonna be high.
I'm high already.
I am too. I'm
nervous.
You playing by yourself?
Oh man! All
right,
man.
I made up a game. The game consists of alcohol, hot sauce, and questions. That sounds like a great time, don't it? I'll be a good sport. I'll play with you.
But you ain't had no choice. Shit. You had no choice.
Each card consists of a question on the backside, and then you have the choice of either answering the question, but if you don't answer the question, you have to actually do what it says on the back. So like this one says, eat two chips, or you can do the chicken nuggets right here, the gourmet chicken nuggets. I slaughtered the chicken myself, then I put it there and I cooked it up Friday. And then two shots. So you have to, you got to do two chips with the hot sauce on it that we are currently on, and you got to do two shots.
Ooh, the hot sauce, okay.
So, because we're going, it's eight of them, so we got eight different levels.
I'll be lucky to make it to three. But come on, it's whatever.
I'm down for whatever. You do decide to answer a question, you can then send it over to your opponent, your co-host. And if they don't decide, they got to double what's on the back. So, but you only get one of those. You gotta be strategic with that.
Oh, you only get one.
You only get one. You can't do every one.
All right, man.
You think you could do it? Don't look at the back of them. Just shuffle these up.
I don't have a choice, do I?
Just shuffle them up while I open.
I don't think I have a choice.
I agree. We need some content, so I agree.
We need some content.
And I already paid for everything that's on this table.
Fair enough.
And we usually start with a shot, so would you think we should?
We can start with a shot.
I'm going to go ahead and get my... This is from the island of Caucasus. And this is top shelf tequila.
I just got the good old crown apple in this thing.
Open this one, bitch. Up.
I can't believe you got me doing this shit.
I can't believe I got me doing this either. So
you sound way more thrilled about this than I do.
It's because I've been up since 4 in the morning, and I think I'm going off of nothing but alcohol and desperation. So so that's maybe why I'm doing it. But we're gonna, as you can see, it is still in the seal.
Bro, hold on. Why the fuck is the first card I see it say 1 million chips and 1 million shots? What does that mean?
That means if you don't answer, you gotta take 1 million chips with this on that and 1 million shots. I thought it was self-explanatory, but with that college degree,
that is impossible. No,
with that college degree you got, I thought you knew, but. I see, I gotta explain it. I'm cracking the seal right now. Lost the top. So how are we gonna do? We're gonna start off with the chip each round.
We're gonna take our shot.
Oh, I forgot about the shot. I don't know why I got so much in it right now. You can do the chip or you can do the nugget. It's your choice. We're gonna start off each round so you know the pain. And then you can make an informed decision if you're going to take the, you're going to answer the question or you're going to do the challenge on the back. All right. Let's go ahead and get this level one. Go ahead and get your, you can do a chip or you can do whatever you want to do. I'm going to go get some napkins while you do that.
Yeah, you might need to.
I'll get a whole.
I cannot believe. That I'm doing this right now. I like spicy food, but judging by what he got over there in his package of hot sauce and chips, I don't know if I'm gonna make it past three.
Don't be a bitch. Let's get it going. go ahead and put your sauce on there so we can take it.
I ain't gonna be no bitch, man.
There you go. There we go. You can just put it down. We done with this one, unless you're not gonna answer the $1 million. Question, chip and shots. You ready?
So I need to answer now.
We're gonna eat it first and then you answer it. And then if you don't, you gotta take 1 million chips and 1 million shots. That ain't bad. That wasn't bad at all. What's your question?
For what means at 1 million shots.
Oh.
Would you ever stop talking to 215 for $1 million? Would I ever stop? No. Cause the person I am, I know for a fact that I'm gonna get to $1 million soon.
Okay.
But no amount of money is more than the friendships I developed with 215. That's like family. I can't do that. Not over $1 million, bro. I can't do that. That's a lot of money.
You better than me.
I can't do that, though.
I'm dropping every one of y'all money. Show me $1 million in cash and y'all
I can't. I'm not gonna lie. The hesitation was like, what these niggas be mad at me if I did? Yeah. No, I can't do it, man.
If I did do it, I'm not saying I would, but hear me out. Hear me out. If I did do it, y'all would probably receive a check in the mail. All right, sayonara, niggas. And then that's it. That's the end of our friendship. But I probably wouldn't do it.
The question didn't really clarify how long. So I could stop talking to y'all for a day and get that meal and then talk to y'all the next day.
To be fair, I think it's for life.
Oh, okay. Well, no, I couldn't do it.
So, yeah. See, now you was out there thinking this was going to be hard.
That's the first one.
Number one, that tasted like a Doritos chip.
Man, you asked for the next question, dog.
That tasted like a Doritos chip. We going on to level two. Is it on you again?
No, it's on you.
Oh.
You answer this question. Guys.
This is
camera ain't going to work.
Chipotle.
There we go.
Chipotle. So y'all see that. And it's for one chip. So we both taste it to start off. One chip a nugget. I'm not a bitch about mine. Oh, this is thicker. That made me a little nervous. You can go in and dabble in that.
Oh, that's the sticker.
It didn't just drizzle out this is Chipotle, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, since you, man, I can't.
I'm not trying to show you up. All right. It got a little barbecue taste to it. It's not bad.
Not bad at all.
It is hotter than the first one. Be real about that. The punishment is one chip. One chip. How many people have you been with? I'm going to answer this one. About five. I was a late bloomer. You remember I told you about the Durex condoms. My mom got me Durex condoms. I didn't start off getting with females until I had a mini fro. I had the Kareem. And I had the chops on the side and everything. And after I cut it, I got more attention. But then I started getting into a relationship. So it started trimming down. So I haven't been with women like that. Like five. Now I think I'm too old to just be gallivanting through the vagina. So
gallivanting.
Yeah, I'm not going to use my challenge with you. So I'm going to let that one go. We gonna move on.
Okay, cool.
I don't think you need to answer that one.
Nah, but I will see how this game is going.
Huh?
I'll see how this game is going.
Oh, no, yeah. No, yeah. It gets worse.
Yeah.
It gets a lot worse. Especially for you. And this one here, this is only cayenne. So we not even, this is level three cayenne, ladies and gentlemen. Level three. We're gonna crack it open. These are, I tell you, Devin, it's not that bad. Like, we haven't even had to use no milk or crackers yet. I'm gonna get two nuggets so we can go ahead and.
Go ahead, man.
Why do you sound defeated? This is not bad. I'm gonna drizzle this one. There you go. How you wanna do yours?
We're gonna see how you feel it when we get past this one.
We're doing. Boy, you put some on now.
Man, bro, what you talk?
There you go. You good. Most of it, the plate.
Peer pressure, bitch.
But this is the whole challenge, so people can get to know us. Just.
This ain't no getting to know us type thing. You just asking some questions.
We're good, bro. So yeah, that tastes like a normal Louisiana hot sauce.
It do.
Like, it's not bad. I'm telling you, Devin. It don't get worse than this.
I don't believe you.
This is your question, so.
I know. I'm aware. I'm aware. Okay, so I'm guessing this is. I could choose how many chips or chicken nuggets.
Now that's the.
That's a question mark on the chips.
No, that was an S for multiples. My handwriting horrible.
That looked like a question mark.
Boy, it's my game, my rules.
You got it. Hey, has anyone ever accidentally seen you naked?
Damn it.
Hey, it's funny. Hey, it's funny because...
Damn it.
Damn it. Oh, boy.
That rug is real.
Oh, man. Like, you got something in up to do.
Probably.
I'm going to answer this, and I know when, especially 215 here, this is going to be funny. So, back when we was at the old crib.
What old crib? 215?
No, not the 215 crib, the apartment. behind the workplace.
Yeah.
I'm over here, you know, doing a little grooming, manscaping.
Oh.
A little manscaping, fresh out the shower, doing a little manscaping. Because, you know, it got wild. Doing a little manscaping. If somebody from Manscaped is listening to this, we'd love to promote your stuff because I do use your products and it is absolutely amazing.
Wait, that's a company?
Yeah.
Oh.
So if anybody is listening to that, we would love to promote it because I actually use it. I've bought it and it's amazing. But back to the question at hand. I was out the shower manscaping and I guess that bathroom, I locked the door. But I guess it wasn't locked all the way. Uh-huh. And lo and behold, the one out of the people that was living there, who you think would barge in?
I'd probably say Ashanti.
It was Ashanti. Low ball, and I'm booty butt naked over here.
Booty butt naked!
Trying to save. And he, oh my God. Like, man, get the hell out. You don't even know. Like, but yeah, man, so.
So you've been seen naked?
I've been seen naked, man.
I'm glad you're not challenging me on that. We're going to move on to the next one.
I'm not going to challenge you on that.
That, I did make a mess. I'm trying to clear it up. But. Shit happens. Life goes on.
Water on it.
I don't know what else to do about it. This is right here is garlic. Garlic.
Go ahead and dabble in this tater tot.
Garlic. You could have put some on your tater tot if you wanted to.
You know you're right. You so right.
I'm going to still go with these nuggets. I ain't even cracked a bag of chips open yet. All right. This is garlic. This is level 4. It's not bad. I'm telling you, Devin. Look at that. We are good.
Bro, I'm not.
You gotta just listen to your elders.
Man, shut up.
You ready?
Yeah.
It's not. I'm trying to tell you, this is not that bad.
Bro, the first four ain't gonna be bad. It's the last four I'm worried about.
Are you?
Yes!
Hmm.
Man, answer the damn question.
I mean. I see two shots and two chips, so it's making me a little. The punishment is two shots and two chips or nuggets. Oh shit! Why am I surprised like I didn't write these? Who was the last person you stalked on Facebook or Instagram? I'm not even gonna go with celebrity. I'm gonna answer it because shit. Ooh. Damn.
You out here stalking?
It's not stalking.
You like, just, I'm just trying to catch up.
Went to a page to see, like, well, oh, okay, I see what you're doing with your life. I've done that. And it's multiple answers I could give. But, I mean, I'll give y'all a juicy one. I had a reason to. I was actually advised to. But I went to my ex's page to see how things were going in her relationship. I was advised to go to that page. You look like you got an extra question or something.
Can we talk about the most recent one?
I actually went to all of them. Oh. But the most recent one is the one I'm talking about.
Why? Well, I got so many questions for that.
What questions you got?
Why were you advised to go to that? Like, who and why would they advise you to go to that page?
I don't want to incriminate nobody.
That's why you gotta say no names.
I was advised by a person that I'm not gonna incriminate a person. So you probably, if I say that, you know what I'm saying, and I hope you let me live.
I'm gonna let you live.
But because of that, I was advised to go to the page to look at some recent events. If that makes sense. I did find some stuff. But what question you got?
Nah, bro.
You can ask whatever.
The next question I'm gonna ask is gonna incriminate the person. So
what question?
Because you ain't really just say.
What's the question? Like,
what was the relationship of the person who advised? That's gonna incriminate the person, isn't it?
The person I advised, I was involved with at one point in time.
Okay. I think. Okay.
You know exactly who it is.
Okay.
All right. I'll take that.
I wasn't taking two chips and two. I should have taken two chips and two shots for that one, because we ain't taking those. We want to take just a shot. I thought these questions would be a lot harder than what they were.
I don't know, because of course 1 million chips and 1 million shots would be my next question.
You got both of them. It's only two, so we taking another shot. He taking his crown. I'm taking my top shot.
Can I be real with you?
What's up?
I ain't gonna lie, that last one, I felt a little. It ain't hot. I felt a little slow.
Well, I felt the first one. I ain't gonna fuck out. But
that last one, I felt a little something. Oh,
this is sriracha. Sriracha.
We taking the shot.
We taking the shot. We taking it. I'll love me some tequila.
Hold on, let's put this garlic, like garlic, garlic.
Look at Danny.
Hey, what's going on, baby?
I'm
gonna
smell some hot ass out here.
You wanna take some sriracha on a nugget with us real quick?
Yeah, you wanna participate in this hot? This hot.
Probably.
I mean, mine's already there.
This is level 5, and we it's not bad.
You can go ahead and have an extra chicken.
Don't be no. You gotta put a little more in there.
We've been dabbling.
There we go. Let me see that. You putting it on your tater?
I'm putting it on the tater.
Ain't no point. I'm gonna just drizzle it all in there.
I hope you use every single one of these goddamn sauces too.
No, we gonna do this again with the rest of the friends.
Oh, okay.
We gonna continue. This is gonna be a.
Okay. You want to tie? I just want to tie.
It's not even gonna be. Isn't they not even hot?
Shit. The first four ain't hot.
Chocolate. Mm-hmm. Yeah, boo boo, baby. Let's go.
You trying to? Why you made it? You trying to toast the damn food?
Me?
No, but yeah, I'm
trying to toast it.
Once again, it tastes like Louisiana.
You said what?
Crazy day every day.
It tastes like a little bit more spicier Louisiana.
Wow. A little bit.
It's
a 5.
This is 5. I'm telling Devin, we're not going to get too hot. I'm going to have to get a different one.
No, boy.
Which one is this one?
This is 5. Oh, this is just, I'm going to say it afterwards. It's more.
I don't know
what
you got.
Look at
it. All right. Ooh. 1 million chips.
Hey, this one right here.
Or 1 million shots.
We'll see.
Which one? I already know. I'm scared to get to.
What's your punishment?
1 million chips. 1 million.
You better answer your question. You better answer your question if you don't want to get it.
What was your first impression of your co-host?
Oh, shit.
First time I met Turley was Dry Gulch. Yeah, yeah, that's because that's when I met all of the.
Was it Drago?
Was it who?
Was it
Drago? When you got. No.
It was Drago for certain people. Let's say that. I Drago Gulch.
That was the first week of college. That was just like a camp we went to, the, all the freshmen.
Freshman orientation, basically.
Yeah.
And that's the first time I seen more than myself as far as African American.
Color folks.
And that's when I seen all of them, the African Americans at that school. First time I seen them, it's like, oh, black people.
Yeah.
Let's go converse. I mean, that was really it. That was the first impression. Like, it was
I was like, wait, what are those?
Yeah. It was like, oh, black people, let me go and converse. Then after that, I started talking to Tully, and he was being the funny dude that he is, just jokes after jokes after jokes after jokes and nonstop laughter. So I was like, yeah, I'm gonna make sure I find him every day because I can't just be by myself. And at the time, I was the only freshman on the team at the time. Everybody else was upperclassmen. So I didn't want to get hazed by the team. I was trying to find friends.
I feel you.
So that was my first impression of Turley.
I'm going to willingly answer this one.
Yeah, I know you will. I know you will.
My first impression of Devin was...
In fact, I ain't going to be no bitch. I'm going to go ahead and get
another one. You're going to get another
one. This one was actually pretty
good. Don't get it on the carpet like I did.
Yeah, that's why I'm going to bring it back.
But my first impression of Devin, I was like, oh, he not that good. It was in the gym during the same week, like a day before, a day or two before, they introduced the basketball team. And they were like, Devin White. From Houston, Texas. And I was like, this dude ain't that good at basketball. I'll kill him. That was my very first impression of him. I'll kill him. I was like, why? He on a team. He at an NAIA school. He ain't nothing. I'm there for academics.
You ain't say he ain't nothing. You say he ain't shit.
I said he ain't shit. Yeah! I came from Texas too. And I came from Fort Worth and we just went to state. I knew how good I was. I knew my worth, and I was like, this dude ain't nothing. He ain't shit. I'll kill him. And then literally, in the student center, the very next day, we became friends. I'm like, oh, okay. He cool people. So I'll still kill him. He cool, though. I'll tell you, he cool people.
That's what it is, man.
Yeah. How was that one? How was this song? They ain't even bad yet. I could see myself eating the first, five?
Once again, I'm starting to feel a little tingly.
I don't know why. But I can see myself eating the first five on some chicken.
I definitely can see myself eating the first five on some chicken.
Like if I could see it, then anybody can.
Maybe the first six.
This is
depending on how that fifth one was. Depending.
Yeah, we may make it through the whole thing. This is mango. I think it's... This is mango. Maybe mango habanero.
Just
mango. So you can see it yourself. You putting it on a weak ass tender, a top, whatever you got over there?
All right. I don't like that face. <just made. laughs>
Let's get it.
Get my goddamn top.
I drowned it in there. So this is just.
You trying to get. Uh-oh. I shouldn't have took that second chicken. It's starting to get a little spicy, starting to enhance.
You got Jamaican in you. You like this, don't you?
Once again, I like spicy food, but I also like the flavor of the food, and I don't want the spice to overtake the flavor.
Okay. Well. Isn't it? Right here is not. It's not bad. I think we're doing it wrong because we're taking alcohol first, so our taste buds are good.
That's good.
We're taking 40%.
Nah, we're doing it right because I can feel some of this spice.
Well, we gotta go through all these cards, so mine is one chip with that same sauce on there, one shot. Same over here. You got the chills? You feeling a little bit more than I am.
It's because of cold.
Okay, this one says, "What is your first? What was your first kiss like?" Shit. What was my first kiss like? Awkward. It was. I gotta say, when I say I'm a late bloomer, it was like senior year, second semester, everything that happened to me. I had the mini fro. Y'all don't understand how weak the mini fro was.
Man, I saw a picture of the mini fro. The mini fro was fire.
What you saying? The mini fro was. The thing
you
is,
you showed us a picture of you in high school.
A 2019.
The mini fro was not weak.
A 2019 mini fro. Boy, you good?
I'm good, bro.
A 2019 mini fro and a 2008 mini fro were two different mini fros. No, they weren't respected on the same level. I got roasted.
Bro, that mini fro was so fire.
See, alright, now I know exactly what you
mean. Bro, no, I know exactly for real, the mini fro was louder. That mother was picked out and everything. It wasn't all like lopsided. That mother was perfect. Perfect.
First of all, you harming me because my head lopsided.
Your head.
So you doing me dirty.
I'm not.
You doing me dirty.
I ain't never ever said that your head was lopsided. Nor have I ever thought that.
Anywho.
Wow.
I think that my first kiss came with a girl that wore braces. I got big teeth. And I think that we clanked teeth and braces first before the kiss. Like, it was awkward. Like, that was our first and our last kiss. We remained cool. I unfriended. This was back on Facebook. Just I unfriended her. And I don't think I talked to her for at least 4 years. We're friends on Facebook now. But it teeth and braces clanked. And I think it made a spark, but it wasn't the right spark. It wasn't like the spark we needed for relationships.
I'm gonna show them my damn time.
My fuck. It wasn't good. So that was my first kiss. I'm not gonna challenge you on this one.
I would answer, but I don't even remember. I was like middle school though.
Goodness gracious, Chocolate Thunder.
I ain't nothing serious. Just.
Why you did? You ain't do that.
I probably did.
That was when you lost your virginity. Well, yo, middle school. I knew it.
I definitely wasn't
it. I knew it was middle school. But we had. Oh, never mind. That wasn't mango habanero because this one is habanero. We had. This is seven. We had level seven, and you ain't felt it yet.
No. I'm saying I felt it. It just ain't as bad as I thought it would be.
But exactly. We going to get some different ones for next week. Bro. This is habanero. Habanero.
I ain't going to be here.
I can't do this by myself. You my quarterback.
I'm going to be on the phone.
It's not bad. You can cook with these. I thought they were going to be a lot worse. I did some reviews and I found out.
You want to take a shot before we do this?
We could definitely take a shot. I'm actually going to take a even bigger shot. Because you answering all the questions. I thought these was hard questions. You in the relationship and everything. I was like, yeah, I got him. He stumped.
Whatever. Nah, I guarantee you thought that the Who Said You Naked one was going to be a pass. You didn't expect it to be Shantio not knocking on the door.
I didn't know who it would be, to be honest.
I still remember that shit to this day. Shanti just don't knock on, he don't respect nobody's privacy.
He don't do nothing.
Don't do nothing.
This is a huge. How big is your shot?
I don't know.
Compared to mine.
Oh, mine's ain't.
Mine is a little bit bigger than yours.
Yeah, a little bit.
But
you mess with that though. Alright.
I saw a wolf spider in my room. It was biggish. That was the biggest spider I ever killed in my life.
In your room?
In my room.
You ain't burned the house?
No, because it was like the thing was. I moved something. It was there. And I was like, oh, shit. Maybe it's dead. He was like, oh, shit. Maybe he dead. So we both just looking at each other. And then I get he. That spider was actually blacker than me because he was like, shit, this is my time. He took the fuck off. And I was like, well. And at first I was like, man, I can't do this. I was about to leave, but I said, I can't let this spider. This spider was big. And I can't let this stay in my room. And so I chased it around too. So we out there just playing tag and shit. And then I finally got it and I killed it. I think it was a wolf spider. That's what I'm telling myself because they don't bite humans.
That's good. Stick with that. Ain't no telling, dog.
What's keeping me able to sleep in my room tonight is that it was a wolf spider. You getting a tighter, you getting one of these.
You get one of them. Right. I mean, but you pouring the whole goddamn bottle on there. We at? Hold on, bro. Look at this. Look how much is
that
left.
That ain't even that bad.
No, but look how much is... Y'all see how much is left?
That ain't even that bad.
Look how much is left compared to... This mug won't even come off. Look at that. Look at that. All right, we can go through all of them like that. What you doing? You got excited.
I got a heavy hand.
You live, big fella?
Let's get it. You taking a tender, a little nugget?
I'm taking a nugget, man.
All right, let's go. Make sure you drizzle it now.
Got a whole drizzle.
Once again, it ain't that bad. Yeah, not bad. I think that I messed the game because we taking shots, and alcohol is supposed to be a thing that kill the heat.
I'm glad you messed it up. Hold on, bro. I think we doing this right. You up here wiping your forehead.
I sweat easy.
I do too.
How was that one for you?
That was good.
It was good.
That's some shit I put on some wings for sure.
Exactly. This is number 7. I need to get some hot shit.
That is 7.
I need to get some hotter stuff.
Feel it on the tongue now. Hold on now, pimp.
I barely feel it. Maybe I'm going to feel it. I don't want to feel it later.
I'm going to go to the question.
Oh, this is your question, too.
Three shots.
Let me go. I'm ready for you. Go ahead.
Crazy thing is that. Hold on, I want you to see. Hold on. I want you to see this.
What?
This is the one that's on top.
Yep.
This is what that question say.
You did it.
But this is the one I got.
I don't care. You turn it around.
So you want me to answer both?
Well, hold on. Let me see what this one is. I want you to answer at least the one at the bottom. No matter what. Or take the dude, get.
Answer this one.
Yeah, answer that one. But you gotta take the consequence of that one.
You gonna answer it? Yeah.
Bitch, you weren't supposed to answer that one. You gonna take 3 shots.
You first off, you put him on the wrong card.
You want shit? No.
It don't matter.
You kept the
answer. I'm answering it.
So tell them what it is. You're not supposed to answer this one, but tell them what it is.
So, the question is, what what don't you like about your girlfriend?
He has a girlfriend, ladies and gentlemen.
For those that don't know, I'm in a committed relationship. Mm-hmm. The one I
play. It's shocking that you actually got that one.
I feel like this was playing. I don't know how.
You
shuffled them.
Sure?
I know, but I'm
you gonna hit that one regardless.
I was, cause you was gonna pass it to me.
I would definitely go pass.
But for those that don't know, yes, I have a girlfriend. I'm in a committed relationship for 4 years now. Person I plan on spending the rest of my life with.
I didn't know
Caitlin.
I didn't know you were in a relationship.
You didn't know that. That's crazy. For 4 years, you ain't know that, huh?
Didn't know it.
That's crazy. Like we ain't just all go to.
Wait, did you take her to the Bahamas?
I did.
Ah, shit.
What don't you like about your girlfriend? I don't like she's a better shooter than me.
You
I don't like that at all because she is a better shooter than me.
You bailing yourself out.
I'm not bailing myself out. This is what I don't like. It's not a lot of stuff I don't like. That's it. That and I will say, and it's one thing I feel like she believed that I've helped her with. With
hello.
Getting so
the good sex, yes. she want it all the time.
Nah, I'm sure she don't. One thing I think I helped her with is not worrying so much, getting down on herself so much. When we first got together, that was a lot.
So insecurities, pretty much.
Yeah. I think the insecurities, I think I've helped with that. And she don't have many because, obviously, you know, Kate, she's a strong, independent, confident woman. But I think it's stuff from her past would give her certain insecurities. And I think as the years have gone on, I've helped her with that. I wouldn't say that's something I don't like about her now, but that was one thing I was hoping that she would get over earlier in our relationship. But she was very, we've had talks about that. She's very open with that. And, you know, I commend her for everything that she's been through and for allowing me to be able to help and step in and just being somebody that can help her through things and just being an amazing girlfriend that she is. What I don't like about her now is I really can't stand the fact that she shoot better than me. I absolutely hate it. I can't stand it. And the fact that she competitive and like when I beat her, she don't want to talk to me. I don't like that either.
when you beat her.
Yeah, she don't want to talk to me. I can respect it, but perfect example. When we played her and Stevie and that random on three.
On the cruise.
And I made sure I guarded her because we both competitive. I locked her ass up.
You did lock her ass up.
Clocked
her ass up.
Put her in a goddamn car seat. Cause she had just hit the 10 before for like 5 points going to 7. She just hit him for 5 points going to 7. Not 7. 7. So I was like, nah, she ain't doing that on us. We got a championship to win. We over here, we win on land. And we gonna win on sea. Overseas. It don't matter. We was winning. So, yeah. She didn't want to talk to me, you know, like for about a good, like, 5 minutes.
I was really hoping you took 3 shots.
I'll take them, though. I ain't no bitch.
I'll take them. I'll answer that one, too. What I don't like about my girlfriend, she don't exist.
I'm going to take
She's not there. Like, when I need her, she's
nowhere to be found. Miguel's girlfriend, wherever you at, he looking for you. He just wants somebody he can hold at night, talk to.
I do. Boy, my face is numb. I can't feel no blinks.
I'm going to take the 3 shots.
You going to take a 3?
I'm going to take 3 shots.
Feel free.
I'm going to take 3 shots because I ain't no bitch. Because I know you was hoping I wouldn't.
I was definitely hoping. I'm going to do this one before I get to mine.
That's what makes our relationship so great because she's such a wonderful girl. Everything she do, I like about her except for...
I know 3 things I don't like about her, but it's not my question.
You do.
It's not my question.
And the funny thing is, y'all would go at it.
We probably would.
Y'all would go at it. You know she gonna text you and ask you. Matter of fact, tell her what you don't like about her.
I'm not gonna tell her. It's not my question. I'm gonna do this one. The other one, you pulled two at the same time. I'm gonna do this one. It said, "What is a secret you never told anybody?"
We gotta get to the 8th one. I'm gonna do this one
and then do mine. Okay.
Alright, cool.
I got caught doing some stuff on OC Cass. Outside of the library.
Hold on, bro. I need to let me take this shot.
I took a shot, I had to. Take it, you got 2 more.
This is gonna be funny. You got caught. Go ahead. Set the premise for everybody.
So the scene was about 7:45 at night. It was definitely during like a time where people were studying for exams. That library got nothing but windows.
Well, this is first or second semester.
Nah, this was maybe in the next year. At that, cause I was in a relationship the first year.
Yeah. So I'm saying, like, was this first or second semester of that year?
This may have, I don't know when it was. I just know that there was me and a Jezebel. And we were outside of the library. It got hot and steamy. And there was...
Yeah, hold on. So it got hot and steamy. Did it fog up the big-ass windows that's outside the
mall? It could have been if things didn't get...
Oh, hold on. I really got questions. Did I know this female?
You definitely knew this
female. Did I grow up with this female?
You didn't grow up with no. No.
I knew it.
That female was That female was very respectful.
I was about to call all the homies downstairs, though.
No, that female was very respectful. There was nothing that ever happened with that female.
Let me take my third shot, bro.
Take your third shot before I keep going on. So, I don't know how the scene, like, we got there. Maybe it was texting. I had an iPhone, so I was already feeling myself. And we couldn't go, our college we went to, you couldn't take females to the dorms. So this was still dorm activity. We're still dorm room. You could, you had to sneak them in. I was like, nah, it's not even that serious. She's not that important. And we was like, what? All right, we're going to lay right here. And we started with everything that was going. We started with the kissing. I was elbow deep. And then the security of the campus came around with a flashlight. It stopped us. I'm not going to say her name. She don't even follow me on Facebook. I think that ended our friendship when the LC security came. But it was in a dark patch. They found us. I was hurt. I just got cheated on in the last relationship, and I admit that this wasn't my proudest time.
So,
but I'm about to clap the cheeks. If the security didn't come, there was no way.
Cry.
There was no way. Nobody clapped no cheek. If the security didn't come.
Hold on. So, dude.
Outside the library. I had a final the next day.
Did anybody in 215 know who this was?
I think Ashanti may have known. I think I told him. But I don't think it got around to the rest of the homies.
Oh my gosh, dog.
I don't think it got around to the rest of the homies. I wasn't ready for the roasting that was going to come.
You know I'm shooting that text. I got to know the name off the podcast, bro. We can talk about it off of this. I got to know. I got to know the name, bro. When I shoot the text in the group message, I'm not going to put the name.
I can say that.
Excuse me.
She was probably a disciple of the Lord's.
And this was sophomore year?
It may have been, it was freshman year. Second semester of freshman year. Disciple of the Lord. Think about who would run with, if the Lord came back, who would be next to him? Like, would he have me and you? Or would he have some angels?
Freshman year?
Some angels.
Oh, freshman year?
Well, he had me and you, or he had some angels?
Well, he gonna have us.
He would have us, or he had angels?
I mean, he gonna have angels when he comes down. But, bruh. Man. We're gonna figure this off the podcast.
I just told you enough. Today.
Bruh!
I just told you the name three times. What is this?
Oh shit! Oh fuck!
I told you the name three times, so I don't know what else you want.
Bro!
It ain't that funny. Can't be that funny.
Bro, it's because that shit is so random.
Let's take a shot.
No, man.
It was a secret.
That shit is random. No, yeah, it's a secret, but that was random.
How is that random?
I wasn't expecting that to come out your mouth.
That or that person?
Person.
Oh, no, yeah, no. Nobody knew, except maybe Ashanti. He maybe not at all.
Do I
got to
take a shot?
You don't got to take a shot. I'm just doing it because I told.
Yeah, you need to take that shot. Matter of fact, let's get to this eighth one, man.
So this is on me again?
Yeah.
That wasn't a good decision by me. But it wasn't. I see it's one shot.
So you be all right. I'm taking three, and I answered the question. I should get two passes for that.
I answered every one of your questions.
Then you ain't have to. That's not part of the game.
It's not, but I'm. There ain't nobody, ladies and gentlemen. That's just Google telling me that I'm a. It's Google.
I am. And my brother got a text message from an unknown number.
Ghost pepper. It's a known number.
Speaking of Caitlin, she texted me. I told her about my tater tot incident.
Wait, what happened with your tater tot?
I'm not going to explain.
This is the ghost. This is level 8. Devin is, you ain't felt this yet. And I'm feeling like, because I've watched many reviews, and everybody was just heated and hot. I feel like the alcohol is stopping the burn that we was
supposed to. But it's got to be. So, look, I read something. Because me and Caitlin had experience. Like, she likes spicy food. That's I good. Do too. Yeah. And back then, I read something. And it's like, I was trying to figure out, like, what would stop it. Because I didn't want to seem like no bitch in front of her. Because she can tolerate it. She a chef anyway. So, you know, she got to try all of this stuff. So, I was like, man, I got to figure out what
this is
I
my question eat. Too? Just
a, yeah, this is your
okay,
question too.
Okay.
I was trying to figure it out. I was reading that it's like, if you take this, like, if you eat some spicy food, like, all of the stuff that's in, like, the spice of the sauce, they said you would have to drink 10 ounces of 70-proof tequila just to kill 1 ounce of that.
Maybe that's why I've been taking so many shots of that, tequila.
Yeah, of that. of the 1 ounce of that spicy flavor. So.
Well, this is ghost pepper.
Oh, shit.
I don't think it's going to be hot compared to what else?
Compared to another 7?
I'm going to have to buy a hotter pack.
First off, I'm scared because this sauce got poured out here, and now the whole goddamn chicken is cold. Now every single one we done, it was not cold. It's cold as shit, so I'm scared.
I don't know why it's cold.
Man.
The chicken, it's like it's right out the freezer.
Caitlin, Mama, I love y'all. Grandma, everybody, I love y'all.
It ain't bad. My tongue is numb. I think that's the issue.
I swallowed some.
It went straight to my throat.
You alright?
You're not gonna save me.
You alright?
I think I'm good. Yeah. That was that. Don't do that.
I'm trying to make sure. That's the only thing I know. I'm about to call D-Ray for the homo.
That motherfucker was hot. Woo!
Take a shot now?
I gotta answer my question first.
There's no question. I'll take the shot with you.
Oh shit, this is easy. Whew. We got the rest of them we gotta do to the ghost pepper. Yeah. Where do you wanna be in 10 years? I wanna be. I wanna be with a female.
My fucking tongue burning.
I want to be with a female that I can trust. Maybe with a little Terry or two. I want to still be friends with my homies. And I just want
to be. I don't know if I can be friends with you after this shit.
I want to be successful. We got more questions for the. We gonna rapid fire after these. We got more nuggets, more questions. I just I want to be. I want. Damn it, man. That ghost. Why was the ghost pepper so much worse than the others?
I told you it was coming.
But I want to be in 10 years. I got my own business now. I want the business to be a little bit bigger. I want to be with a female. Did I say that.
You said that shit.
Okay, I want to have kids. But mentally, I just want to be in a place where I'm happy. You want to answer it? I want you to answer this one. It's not your question.
In 10 years, I'm going to be, really, I've been claiming this. I've really been on positive affirmations as of late. I've been on positive affirmations as of late and been successful, especially with the,
my the lips current, are gone.
The current, my side hustle that I'm going to make my main hustle.
What's your side hustle?
My side hustle is that I am a trader on the foreign exchange market. I'm a currency trader. I do have my own business, starting my own team on teaching people the trade or the skill on how to trade on the currency market. And so it's something I've been trying to expand on, and I've been real big on positive affirmations. shit. but in 10 years, I'm going to be financially free. Hopefully married for, well, not hopefully. I will be married for at least 5 years. Hopefully. Hopefully have a young flight.
I've been in so many ways that, like, over the last year, I've been like, man, I kind of miss being in the wedding.
I'm not going to say, on the marriage part, I ain't going to say hopefully. I will be married for at least 5 years.
Like you only going to be married for 5 years?
No, I'm saying at least.
We're not letting you not be married. We got two homies married right now. They not about to get
divorced. I understand that. I mean, and technically, by common law, I am married.
Common law, yes.
By common law, I am married. Oh, Sam, what's up, Gordon? You good?
No, I'm just gonna sneak on back.
Nah, you wanna taste some of this ghost pepper?
Definitely not.
You sure?
I don't even wanna smell it.
Then we're doing the ghost pepper.
You sure you don't want one?
We gonna kill us.
I would die. If I actually ate that, I would die.
It ain't that bad.
Alright, so good night,
y'all. But yeah. I see big things in the future, you know.
I feel you.
At least 5 years married, hopefully have a young flight running around, we financially free.
Why not eat that whole like it was a chip? Like it just burned my whole mouth open.
I told you it was cold. The sauce made the chicken cold, and that's what's worse about it.
I can't even hear you no more. What you say?
I can't talk.
Who questions it? This your question. Hold on, we still doing the ghost pepper. That wasn't even in for the ghost pepper. We gotta do it again.
We just took one for this question.
No, I just took that just because I wanted to take it to try and see if it was really hot.
You took a hoe.
You took it just because you wanted to be a follower.
What the fuck am I doing? I just licked your mouth.
You licked the mouth like it was honey barbecue.
Fuck. I'm crying.
We do it. Oh, shit. I didn't mean to put another one for me. This is
just me. This motherfucker. I had another one for you. I ain't gonna front. It ain't that hot, but it's hot.
Losing your voice. It's your question too. I got one chip, yes.
One chip and one chip.
My eye itch, but I don't wanna touch my eye.
You gonna do this?
It's not working.
One chip and one chip. That's my punishment. One chip and one chip. That's easy. Who you have a crush on? Katie. That's easy. You want to answer? Yeah, go ahead and answer that.
I mean, we can look at my screensaver and say who I got.
Colin Pratt.
Yeah, I definitely got Colin Pratt been my screensaver for 3 years. Colin Pratt been my screensaver for 3 years now. Colin, I know I don't got a chance, but at least say hi to me. She been my screen three key. What you breathing hard for?
This motherfucker spicy. I can say Caitlyn's crush too.
You did?
Hey, you, no, I said Caitlyn's crush.
What was Caitlyn's crush?
I say both of them.
Brittany and Elena.
Okay, since you said that, that's yours too.
Brittany and Elena, that. Kyla Pratt and Brittany and Elena are probably my celebrity crushes.
Is that what it's asking? It just said crush, and it's Caitlyn my crush.
Oh, shit. My regular crush. Shit, this is going to fuck me up. But I'm going to just say Gabby and Jasmine. If you went to high school, you know exactly who I'm talking about. But, yeah, they definitely were. I'm not. You already answered. You said this was your question.
I did. I said Caitlyn.
You know, we only doing ghost pepper from here on.
Fuck that.
If you want to tap out.
I ain't tapping out. You got to go down, though. At least, let's switch. Go to 7 and 8.
Alright, this 7? This is 3.
Hey, what is that?
7 is gone? Where is 7 at? That's 7 right there. Right say 7.
I didn't see it. I can't read.
Alright, this is 7. This is my question. Hold on, who question is this?
Yours.
It's my... I think you lying.
I'm not. It is. I just answered the question.
You doing a tater? And the thing is, I'm doing it. Look how it's just drizzling out of it. All that hot sauce. Just let me skate. Baby, I got that swag. What? You doing? What is yours? We're doing 7. You going back up for 8?
Yeah.
Hey. But who question? This is my question.
Your question.
This is one trip, man. Boy, this is not healthy.
It's not.
This is only a one chip. It's only a one chip. I am sweating. What's your biggest pet peeve? This is easy.
Oh my God.
My biggest pet peeve is hearing people chewing or swallowing. It's definitely swallowing. Because I don't understand why people have to. Like, I hate, and then I hate seeing the throat move down to the esophagus, like, all the way down. I hate seeing that. But I do hate chewing as well, because people chew with their mouth open. You want to answer? You got two chips.
I don't say one. What you mean two?
That do say one.
Damn it.
Can't read. That ghost pepper fucked you up.
You got it.
You biggest pet peeve? Shit. People outside of my. People touching my face. Anybody that I'm not close to touching my face is not in a loving way.
Hey, baby.
since you're doing that. I just like. Just being like hitting my face, like type shit. There was also like when you ask me for something important and I'm trying to tell you and you people asking me for something important, I try to tell you and you cut me off and go and talk to somebody else. I had that happen to me at work. That person caught it real quick.
I feel you.
But yeah.
They said milk is supposed to help.
You got the milk. Or fuck, I'm shit.
Oh shit, it helped. I dropped it because I'm
about to say, hello, bro.
All the challenges I've seen like this were either you answer a question, you drink, or you answer a question and then you take the hot sauce. I fucked up and said, we're going to do both. Like, we're going to do both. And what is it? It's one chip, so this is going
to
be easy.
We back to eight right now, right?
Yeah, I'm going to do the... Damn it. I'm going to do the ghost pepper again.
Give me this chicken. I got my tater tots ready. I'm staying, bud.
We're going to take this with the gear. What's my question?
That's my question.
Could you survive without... I already know my answer.
Could I survive without any phone or internet for a month? Since there's no incentive on here, I'm gonna say no. But if there was an incentive, depending on the incentive, I would say yeah.
We still gotta take this thing. But I'm gonna answer too. Apple had my phone for 6 hours.
I remember this.
I lost my motherfucking mind. I started writing a letter to my mama. Like, say, Mom, I'm good. If you was out there trying to reach for me, I'm straight.
Started doing journal entries and shit.
I started doing everything.
Side note, I'm going to go ahead and plug a homie. I got a homie I played against my freshman and sophomore year in college. This fool made a whole Instagram page on him doing journal entries. Remember all Moesha when she was doing journal entries and they had the beating? She would be writing. Yeah. But he made a whole Instagram page. They call him KC. I go put his whole name out there, but it's KC journal entries. But yeah, it's funny as hell.
This was yours?
This is mine. We all right.
I'm not waking up in the morning.
You got something going on over there.
Oh, this shit is so full.
Well, it looks like we still recording here. Well, we're back to one camera angle, y'all. If y'all seen us looking over there.
We are. Well, shit happens.
Shit happens.
So this is my question.
Yeah, one chip, one shot.
I'm going to take mine. I'm going to go stay with ghost pepper.
Okay. I'll take it with you. You definitely going to have to get some more because we killing this ghost pepper.
Fuck.
Why are we doing this to ourselves?
I don't know why. I told you when I was writing the questions, I was like, man, I fucked up.
You think Shante would take this off?
He probably would, but he's busy. He's playing 2K.
So, one chip, one shot.
This is me?
Hey, you.
Let me put this plate down. Which one you want? You want the worst or you want the second one?
Was that the second worst?
I can give
what you. What you didn't say it already?
You know. I told you freshman, you was in a whole different relationship when I told you about these.
Go ahead and tell it. That one, what you talking about?
Okay.
Shit. Why the fuck am I drinking soda? Soda don't help.
It don't. It's some apple crown right there. The question is, this is one shot or one chip.
I'm showing it over there for that camera. I ain't know.
That camera is broke. It's one shot and one chip. I'm actually going to do a shot and a chip because why not be fucked up on this Saturday night?
I'll do a shot and a chip with you.
We already did the chip, ooh. I think. Well, we got to do another one. My lips is numb.
My lips ain't numb. My goddamn taste buds numb and they hurt. How your taste buds hurt?
I poured too many shots. This is tequila.
I'm good. I'm good.
You good? He not coming. Yeah, he got the headphone on. And said, "Have you ever been intimate in public? What you want? Like you want all the time? Cause fuck it, I'm lit. Or you want one time? It's your call.
I'm gonna just say whatever's on your mind, bro.
It's your call. You want all, or you want three? You want three times? Okay. I'm gonna count down. Shit. Homecoming? No, prom night. No, it was one of them nights. We couldn't find no place. I had to whip for the night.
Mm-hmm.
We stopped at a random church. And I clapped some cheeks on church. A church grab.
This had to be in Texas.
Yes, I was a different person when I came to Oklahoma. So that was three. There's probably, I could do two for number two.
You can do two for number two.
I could do two for number two. Okay. I'm lit. I was with this chick. I'm not gonna say their name because it would start too much stuff.
Don't incriminate.
But we was at NRH2O in Texas.
Oh, sorry.
I'm not gonna say what happened, but I'm gonna just let everybody know I got a little smarter that day. Well, it was a movie. I think it was like Toy Story 2,
uh-huh.
or 3. One of the movies was going on, but I got a little smarter. If you know what I mean. I think you know what I mean. My head.
I know what you mean.
I got a little smarter that day.
Yeah, a little smarter.
And then, like a year later, my mom watched this shit. But we had a good place. Me and my mom, we had a good place in our relationship. My mom was cool with me inviting like females over, like we was just chilling, but did it with like we was in the family room and then clapped some cheeks.
In the family room?
Yeah, clapped some cheeks.
I gotta be
the
top on that one.
The number one, get you a shot. I need you to take. You gotta take a shot by yourself for the number one.
Damn, it's that bad?
It is. The number one is that bad. The thing is, I don't think a lot of people, they may know. She knows.
I would hope she know.
Well, but I don't post this on Instagram. We don't follow each other on Facebook.
Who is she? Are you talking about she is the person you about to talk about, or she is your mama?
No, not my mom.
Okay.
See, my mom, the thing is, my mom is weird about it. My mom is like, oh, you're a grown man.
Your mom about to know. She about to know.
let me get another nugget real quick. I tell this one. Got a whole bunch of ghost pepper and hot sauces right here. The third one.
But I'm gonna spill everywhere again.
It did do that. The last one. Hold on. I got some of my margarita in this hole. Am I chewing right now? Or am I just looking dumb?
You chewing, but you, to them, you looking dumb because your face is covering your fucking mouth. All I know is my lips and my fucking mouth. All
right, so number one, it involved me and a female. My throat is hot. We were in a hospital. We were both okay. Somebody else was there. I
hope I wasn't. And I'm saying this, I wasn't the one that was in the hospital, but I was at the hospital.
No.
Okay.
It wasn't you.
Okay.
It was freshman year.
I mean, I know I wasn't the one in the hospital, but was I at the hospital? Because
No, you wasn't at the hospital.
Okay.
But I don't know what happened. I just got a little smarter. At the hospital.
I got questions.
What's your question? I am lit and hot.
Freshman year of what?
College. So I knew you.
Do I know this?
You met this person. You definitely met this person. That's your only question? I'm hoping. What's the
y'all
one chip one shot? Okay.
Go ahead. Y'all not friends or nothing on Facebook or Instagram or nothing?
We friends on Instagram.
Y'all not friends on Facebook, though.
We're not friends on Facebook. That's why I'm so comfortable with saying what I'm saying right now.
So, who is it?
Go
ahead and give me initials.
It start with an S.
What's the last
name? You know.
What's the last initial?
H. You don't know the last initial.
I don't know the last initial. The
thing is that there's three categories, and I'm not gonna say, but yes, I've been intimate in public. The question was only, have you been intimate in public? Why did I go in detail?
Look, brother, when you in these hot sauces, it make you do some crazy things, bro.
You can. What's your question? You ain't gonna take nothing. It's your shit been the easiest ones of the day.
Hell no, it hasn't.
What's your shit say?
1 million chips.
It's what? Hold on. What did it say? It said one. Okay.
1 million chips.
Okay.
What is the most trouble you gotten into at school? This shit easy. I was a good kid. Oh wait.
Oh hell yeah.
I was a good kid. I think the most trouble I got into at school was at OC. When they threatened to kick me out of school and I couldn't graduate, which was messed up. I'm going to tell my story. So the most trouble I got into at school was my senior year, second semester. We got I think we had a couple games left in the season. Maybe we just finished. I don't know. But at the time, I ain't gonna say no names, but I had a couple of homies that was getting ready to move, but at the time they didn't have nowhere to stay. And so being that I had a crib and I was living with another one of the homies, we had a couch, we had blankets, we had, you know, AC and everything, we had food. I had a roof over my head, so I was like, why not let them stay with us? This fool totally is gone off this tequila and off this hot sauce. But I was like, I got a roof over my head, why not let them crash here?
This is your stain.
No, it's not. That's definitely not. I ain't held the plate yet. No, don't.
You had a plate one time.
I held the plate once and nothing spilled. Anyway, like I was saying,
I fucked this card.
Yeah, you have. Shit, you made me forget. Oh, so I let the homie crash there until they got their spot. But at our school, even in the apartments, they had random, like, well, not random, but it was like every month they had, what was it, like, room checks.
Yeah.
They had room checks. And I forgot that it was the beginning of the month they came through. I got in trouble. And this wasn't the first time they had caught them. And I almost, they threatened to, lack of better terms, expel. They said another word at college, but they threatened to expel me and I wasn't going to be able to graduate because I was doing the right thing because my friends needed somewhere to stay. So yeah, I ended up, somebody, especially talking to the head of security, we was all cool and everything. But once that happened, they made it seem like I was a criminal. So I think that was the most trouble I got into. Like I said, I was a good kid, so yeah. I was afraid of my mama. So I wasn't trying to get in any trouble. My mom was about that life.
So since I'm just going to answer it. I answered everything else. I already told y'all the reason why I should have got kicked out.
Yeah, you have.
But there was plenty of situations. Like, there was a time where it was a birthday. There was a birthday. And if you are part of the black community, but when it's a birthday, you get birthday licks. You don't make it through your birthday without getting them licks.
So, for those that don't know what birthday licks are, clarify what birthday licks are.
Birthday licks is...
I didn't say clarify them on me.
You told me to clarify.
Okay.
You get punched for your birthday. This is back in the day. I'm almost 39. If a dude punched me, I'm about to be 30. We got that. We squaring up. But that was the thing. And then the thing was, we was doing birthday licks, and then it ended up getting serious. Two dudes started fighting. Somebody threw a sofa love seat. And then we got trouble at school. And then the dean of students, he didn't even know how to use his computer. He thought it was a touch screen. We were sitting there laughing at him. And he's sitting out there. But that was the thing. That was really the only time I was a decent kid. I'm not going to say good because I did a lot of bad things. But that was probably one of the worst ones. So, yeah.
Hold on, wait. Before you answer that one, I got a hypothetical.
What's the
hypothetical? You going to have to take the punishment. The punishment is two chips and two shots. But I got a hypothetical for you. So, this hypothetical I heard on a Dormtainment podcast. You know who Dormtainment is?
I know who
I'm just making sure.
I'm a millennial.
Okay, I'm just making sure. I'm a huge fan of Dormtainment.
I know.
So, I heard this on their podcast. Here's a hypothetical question. And
I'm gonna use Shindai, you can't incriminate nobody with me except the very last one, okay, anyway, so y'all Uber somewhere
you and Shindai.
Okay.
Y'all Uber somewhere.
Okay.
And for some reason, hypothetical.
Okay.
Don't ask any questions. It just happened. For some reason, Shindai got a detachable penis. And he looks at you, bro. And wherever y'all went, he ain't got no pockets. And he look at you like, hey, bro, it's an emergency. Can you hold my dick? What'd you do? It's an emergency. Yeah. Maybe it may be life or death. It may be life or death. He ain't got no pockets. You ain't got no bag, ain't no backpack. Life or death is right here in his hand. Would you hold the penis for him? It's an emergency situation.
He said, Shinde is the very first person, that's James, that I really became cool with in college. If it was a life or death situation, I would definitely do it for him. Because I definitely want him to live.
So I'm going to ask you another question.
Oh, nigga.
I'm going to ask you another question. They go with the hypothetical. I'm going to ask you another question. So you do it. Are you going to touch it or you going to tell him to put it in your pocket?
It depends on the situation. If it's like an immediate, like, oh, you got to take this right now. They're going to catch me. I grab it and then I put it in my pocket myself. But if we got time, he got to scoop it in the pocket.
Alright, bro. Alright, I'm telling you, it's going to be so bad that I use the rest as a fucking example.
Like, if he was like, bro, you got to tell you right now. I'm going to jail. Is it? I'm like, bro, give me the dick. Putting it in my pocket. But if we got time to spare, he got to put it in my pocket himself.
I feel you. You're real.
What you doing? You say I'm a real one, like you wouldn't do it.
No, I would do it. No matter what the situation is, I'm going to say, hurry, put it in my pocket.
But the question was, what is the worst intimate experience you ever had? This was... Wait, you don't got the worst intimate experiences? Shit, damn, I do. But we moving on to the next... This is me? Alright, cool. Is that one? What's your celebrity crush? That's easy. It's Kyla
celebrity
Pratt.
Celebrity crush?
Kyla Pratt. We already said that.
I don't know. I got too many. Carrie Champion, Jennifer Aniston, Gabrielle Union.
When was the last time you told a lie? It was like a few days ago. The thing is, I'm positive about... The thing is, females... text me and they be talking like, oh, do I look good in this? And I'm not about to sit there and kill your confidence. It's not I'm not about to kill your confidence. I'm like, you look shit, mom. You looking good. So I'm telling her, and I'm not sitting there saying that you don't look good. It's not that you don't look as good as you think you look good at that point in time. But I'm never, there's no way I'm gonna sit there and tell you don't look good.
So what you're saying is that
she looked good, but damn, I'm not about to sit there and say it. Good. What's your guilty pleasure?
That's tough. I mean,
you don't have a guilty
pleasure. I really got one actually.
Mine is finger bitches. Bitch, get it out the way. We moving on. This one is three chips. Oh no, three chips. I knew that was too easy. Damn it, this one don't even. It do qualify for both of us. This is three chips in the ghost pepper. Let's say, why did your last relationship end?
Yeah, who you want? You want to go first? Or
you can go first. I've been going first this whole time.
Last relationship was off and on for 3 years, and it ended because somebody who wasn't blood told her that I wasn't a good fit. That came into her life 7 or 8 months prior. Come to find out, she was out here being a Jezebel and mischievous out here to the whole world. I found that about a year and a half later. So I'm glad. That's not like...
Is she married to that person?
No. Hmm. She's not married to that person. Well, then again, I don't know. But I found out a year and a half later about what happened after that. But why she broke up with me, she basically said that just to save face. But yeah, I'm glad I dropped her punk ass. I'm with Caitlin. I'm glad that happened. I'm glad. I couldn't be more happy. So, because it got me to where I'm at right now. So
last relationship ended because Actually, at the end of the day, we went to church. The pastor and his wife talked about their relationship. She asked me a question. She said, I needed you to see things like I seen it. And I'm a person that thinks about things positively. And when she said that, I started thinking about things from her way, and I seen how negative she was. And so we didn't get back together. That was it.
That's good, brother.
That was it. Where are you from? That's this question. I'm from, I'm going to say Detroit, Michigan.
That's not where you're from.
That's where I lived at the longest.
Okay, fair enough. Houston, Texas, to be more precise. Mo City.
How you going to say I'm not from Detroit? Mo but then you City. Say that, forget it. This is two chips.
Houston, Texas.
Two chips and two shots. Ask whatever question you want.
Oh. Damn, I should have saved that.
Ask whatever question you want. And just to think about how things, if this is the last, no, it's two cards. Okay. Ask whatever question you want. I'm going to just ask a question because I want you to drink. Who you about to fuck beside your girlfriend? Go ahead and take a shot. There's nobody, but I just want you to drink. Just because. Wait, what? Yeah. What? You gotta sit there and drink.
I'ma say it. Marie.
Marie who? I need a last name. That's a middle name, actually. No. I never met a first name Marie in my life. That's a Jessica Marie Lindsay or something. So who are you?
You lucky you got the first name about me, and I'm already gonna be in some trouble when she hear Marie.
Do you want to? We move on to the next one. I can tell you what the next one is.
What's the next one?
Ask whatever question you want. I already knew what it was. There was better. I don't know. Did you
say the name? Yeah, I did. Say the name of the chick that don't follow you on Instagram but don't follow you on Facebook.
That's one chip? Alright. You got me. There's no way. I'm not about to stir no pots. Where the ghost pepper at? I don't have to stir no pots in this thing.
Is that the one that's gone the most?
No. I'm not about to know.
Why are you doing that for one shot? Have you ever been cheated on? Yes. Every single relationship I've been in, except for Kayla.
I've been cheated on too. Not every single relationship
I've been in.
My most recent relationship.
What up, D?
Hey.
I didn't even get cheated. That was ghost. The most recent relationship I was in, I didn't get cheated on. That was probably it. We just ended because it was time. What is it? This is the one you just picked up?
No, that was that one. Have you ever been cheated on?
Oh, have you ever cheated on somebody? Oh, yeah.
No. Oh, yeah.
Nah. In high school, yeah. When I found out that I was actually a superstar.
The Texas basketball.
I was out there. You know when you do that trick, when you just... Well, you just let it you just swirl it. Oh yeah, that was it.
Have I ever cheated on someone? No, unless any of the chicks that I was talking to, we wasn't exclusive, and I talked to another girl. But no,
I'm gonna just tell you right now. It's two stories that I told today that actually link together to why I cheated.
You saying that like you want to go into detail.
I'm going to go into this one, the last one, which is not the best one. It's one chip with sauce on there, and it's your favorite color. Did you mix these?
Yes!
What's your favorite color? Red? Mine is black and blue.
You a low.
Mine is black and blue and white. I like white too. So, that's it.
Red, white, gray.
You out there, you left me plenty of nuggets. I only took a sip of milk.
What you mean?
You did that.
Nah, I'm down. I started this with 3/4.
I started this full.
So we did some damage. The alcohol helped.
Well,
I do want to say one thing. There was this random thing that I read. So it's this one dude who went to jail, and he was charged with life for murder. But in 2015, he died and he resuscitated him and came back to life.
He shouldn't be.
And he said he shouldn't be in jail.
There's no way he died. I don't care if he got brought back to life. He was it. If they pronounced him dead at some point, he served his life sentence.
He said he felt like he should.
I know I'm okay with him still being in jail because it was for murder. I'm not gonna be the one on the stand arguing for.
You alright?
I think I'm okay. I'm not gonna argue for his innocence. But
I thought that shit was hilarious.
No, he definitely should be free.
That shit was hilarious.
But since the judge said nope, nigga, I'm okay.
Ain't nobody said nothing yet. He just he went to court.
The judge shut that shit down.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Oh, so you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, I didn't know the judge shut that shit down.
I was history pre-law for 4 years before I changed my major. I know exactly. I follow all laws.
Okay. Well, I thought that shit was hilarious.
Nah, he definitely should. He was in murder. I'm okay with him still being in jail for murder. But
I still got this shot. Did you pour some shit without me though?
Take your shot, nigga. Don't try to blame this on me. But that is episode 10 of Sipping and Tripping. I am your co-host, Miguel. If I go to sleep tonight, I'm not waking up too early.
Oh, wow. I hope you do wake up. And I'm D.Y.
That's the first time I heard that. You actually love me.
I do, bro. I hope you wake up. I'm D.Y. a.k.a. Fight. But before we get off, we are working on, for those that don't know, we are working on a Patreon because obviously we're trying to get a better setup for this podcast. We 10 episodes in. Ain't no telling. I don't think we was going to make it that long.
I
thought it was just going to be something for fun. But here we are, 10 episodes in.
I thought we were going to stop at the one.
But we're working on a Patreon. So when we get that Patreon set up, we'll put the link out on our Facebook and on our Instagram. Please go ahead, like, follow, subscribe to wherever you listen to your podcast at, whatever platform, whether it's Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Anchor, or et cetera, whatever it is. Please like, follow, subscribe, and comment on the podcast. We appreciate the love that you're giving us thus far. Y'all keep tuning in. We appreciate y'all. The love is, we feel the love, and the love is shown back.
How many times you gonna say love?
Because it's real.
Hey.
Like, bro, we 10 episodes in and people really responding to what we doing.
They really are.
We gotta show the love. They showing us love and listening. We gotta show the love back. You know what I'm saying? So
how do you feel about this one?
This was cool. I did not like the hot sauces, especially that ghost pepper.
We gotta get hotter.
No, we don't. I'm perfectly fine with the ghost
pepper. I think that since we were sipping, that messed up our, because it should have been
a lot. That's fine. And I'm gonna keep sipping. The next time we do this, I'm gonna sip too. The next time we do this, we're gonna do this with all the 215. We're working on that right now. So that should be a fun podcast right there. But this was fun.
It was definitely fun.
My goddamn mouth burning. But this was fun.
I take a lot more ghost pepper than you. I was just eating them all like
that. You tripping. Yeah, see? You tripping. Yeah, I ain't spitting.
It was
alright, man. Episode 10, Sipping and Tripping, man. We are